from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 1, text number 40 and 42 together. Adharma Abhibhavat Krishna Pradyushanti Kulastriyaha Strishu Dushtashu Varnashankara Varshaneya Jayate Varnashankara Adharmat Bibhavat Krishna Pradyushanti Kulastriyaha Srishu Dushtashu Vashvaneya Jayate Varna Sankara. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When irreligion is predominant in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become polluted, and from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Vrishni, comes unwanted progeny. And the 40th one is that Sankaro Narakayaiva Kulagnanam Kulakstriya Patanti Pitaro Yesham Lupta Pindo Dakakriya. An increase of unwanted population certainly causes benefit, an increase of unwanted population certainly causes hellish life, both for the family and for those who destroy the family traditions. The ancestors of such corrupt families fall down because the performance of the offering them food and water are entirely stopped. So let's read Srila Prabhupada's purport. Good population in human society is basic principle for peace, prosperity, and spiritual progress in life. Can I have some water? The Varnashram religion's principles were so designed that the good population would prevail in the society for the general spiritual progress of the state and community. Such population depends on the chastity and faithfulness of its womanhood. As children are very prone to be misled, women are similarly very prone to be degradation. Therefore, both children and women require protection by the elder members of the family. By being engaged in various religious practices, the women will not be misled into adultery. According to Chanakya Pandit, women are generally not very intelligent and therefore not trustworthy. So, the different family traditions of the religious activities should always be engaged, and thus their chastity and devotion will give birth to a good population eligible for participating in Varnashram system. On the failure of such Varnashram dharma, naturally women become free to act and mix with men, and thus adultery is indulged in at the risk of unwanted population. Irresponsible men also provoke adultery in society, and thus unwanted children flood the human race at the risk of war and pestilence. In the system of Varnashram Institute, there are many principles of religious traditions to help members of the family grow properly and attain spiritual values. The elder members are responsible for such purifying process in the family, beginning from the birth to death. But on the death of the elder member, such family traditions of purification may stop, and the remaining younger family members may develop irreligious habits and thereby lose their chance for spiritual salvation. Therefore, no purpose should the elder member of family be slain. This is Arjun's argument. Arjun is talking to Lord Krishna because he has heard all this course of conduct. How a man should behave ideally, how a woman should behave ideally. Generally, when an unwanted war happens, a great risk is there. Great risk. Because everybody is forced into the act of polluted consciousness. That will be dictating. So, when pollution is there, the function of the consciousness, which ultimately has to take us back home, back to Godhead, will not occur. That chance everybody will lose. The fratricidal war is not going to spare anyone except the 5 Pandavas. That has been already declared on the onset of understanding. Arjun, even up to 10th chapter, Arjun wanted to know all this, and in the 11th chapter, Krishna showed that gigantic form as very much engaged in activities of the death. That Virat Rupa. And Arjun could not relate with him because the soul is eternal. When he is attached to Krishna, means he is a devotee. And as a devotee, his eternality is guaranteed. Then how the killings and other things have to be understood, in what context, right? So this was an important thing, and Krishna clarifies this. The material attachment is not the only attachment. It is being talked. Anything that has to be done, even in religiosity, the practice of service, which is conducted through the medium of matter, material senses, you know, that themselves, unless and until purified, they are not good. They will entangle us. So, the functions of eternity, that is, pure devotional service, that has to continue. If it doesn't continue, and evidently the war will take its own toll, women generally do not go to the war. So, they are spared without their men. So they can be they are without their protection, a protector or husbands. They will be subjected to pollution when there is nobody to protect them. They have neither themselves any strength of self-realization, so they can make some wise choice to remain in association of devotee that will protect them. So, women at any stage is not given that kind of freedom that will jeopardize her own protection. In the teachings of Ramayana, we see that Sita crossed over that line of authority or the thing which should be not practiced, she did it, and she became the victim, right? So like that. Of course, in spiritual sense, there cannot be any reason to victimize her. Radharani on behalf is understood in spiritual way that she is the most confidential servant of Lord Krishna, and she was in transcendental bliss by getting separated from Krishna. So much so, so much intensified that Krishna has to come and taste its own mellows. So, if Krishna is attracted to our service attitude through holy name, and we expand even physically to all aspects in ultimate goal, then we have to surrender to Krishna. All that attraction will become very, very useful. That will pave our way to liberation. Otherwise, simply attracted through the modes of rajogun, we simply create pollution. Pollution, polluted consciousness starts from our own heart, where the desires are situated. Paramatma is also there, but he facilitates the desire and he allows to perform them. But if we know that by performing such a forbidden activity that I have given promise and Kali Yuga to, you know, give me liberation, this promise, however, cannot be misunderstood. We cannot underestimate the glories of the holy name, which is the means of our purification in this age of Kali. So, where is the question of victory? Where is the question of victory? What it means that if we are unable to protect the cords of religion, that means we'll be prone to misguide ourselves from real path of religion and will be perished. Women at home, they may not perish, but they can perish by their own unprotected situation. Strishu dushtashu jayate varna sankara. The meaning is strishu by the womanhood, dushtashu by so polluted, varnasankara, the unwanted progeny comes into being. Because what kind of consciousness we have during the seed-giving ceremony, garbhadhan sanskara, that is to be meditated. If it is something like that we didn't mean, but yet somehow the seed is given and a child comes out, then consciousness will not be giving any benefit for the child to become Krishna conscious. It will have its own merit that it is coming in the human form of life. But the parents become totally negligent of the function of the retaining highest status of consciousness during the seed-giving ceremony. Right? So, even women do not have that consciousness. So, that is pollution, dushtashu, dushit. Dushit means one which is already got corrupted. It's called dushit. From dushit, it is dushtashu. So, being so polluted, the consciousness of the seed or the child will remain polluted. A polluted consciousness is called Varna Sankara. Varna means there are four Varnas and four ashrams. Four Varnas are what? Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. These Varnas are completely becoming disqualified. You know? Because one does not act in Garbhadhan Sanskar and others, they are recommended for the higher caste. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, at least. Shudra is barred because Shudra is living in mode of ignorance all the time. But the three, Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they are higher caste and they go through the 16 sanskaras to invoke Jiva, to establish Jiva, then the other processes after Garbhadhan Sanskar, then Simantotsav, and then when the child is born, the Jata Karma, everything has to be performed systematically in the reference to Lord Krishna as devotional service. So then the child has that developed consciousness that will become responsible to Lupta Pindo, the Kriya, that is coming in the next verse, because there is an obligation. The parent have the obligation to liberate the child, because they are responsible to bring him in the first place, in the material world. So, and the child is being trained in Krishna conscious way, so he has to follow four regulatory principles right from the beginning. Once whose mind is polluted, and then come and start following four regulatory principles, it will become hard. But a child is rightly trained, his consciousness is pure, and it will help him to establish the relationship with the Supreme. So instead of getting towards the path of liberation, if the child is not trained, because such sanskaras are not fallen and not followed, then as a reaction, this Varna Sankara is created. Sankara means hybrid. Varna within Varna. Even Manu Samhita does not tolerate having a Brahman Kshatriya wife. But that is a good combination for the Kshatriyas. That a higher caste is coming to get the girl married from Kshatriya family. But a Brahman cannot marry a Kshatriya. That's called Kulanga or Kalanga. So the idea is that because they fear Varna Sankara will be produced. So Brahmins are strict. But you know the story of Yayati and Sarmishtha. These two girls were friends, and Devyani and Sarmishtha. And they are two friends, but Devyani is Shukracharya's daughter, is a Brahmin. And Sarmishtha is the daughter of a king, means she is from the Kshatriya family. Now, what happened? They were friends, they were taking bath in a very beautiful pool. All of a sudden they heard some Somebody is coming near, so they got frightened. And in a hurried way, they wore each other's clothes. And somehow or another, after some time when they saw who is wearing, you know, each other's clothes, so they became angry on each other. For considering Brahman to be higher class, when it comes to fighting, Kshatriya said, no, we maintain Brahman, so Brahman are under us. These are the effect of Kali Yuga. So, some quarrel started between them. How dare you wear my clothes? And she said, oh, we are Brahmins, how dare you wear my clothes? You are not a Brahmin even. You are our servants. How can a servant wear master's clothes? So anyway, the fighting was going on. And all of a sudden, Sarmista, because she Kshatriya, she did an act of throwing that Brahmin girl into a well, nearby well. Then she left mercilessly. Alright? So during that time, she was crying, and that Yayati Maharaj, who was approaching, heard that cry, and came near the wall. Alright? Now, Yayati Maharaj is a Kshatriya, but Sarmishtha is a Brahmin girl. So he saw, oh, my dear young lady, how did you fell into the well? He said, please pull me out and then I will tell you the story. When she was pulled out, she has to give her hand, and Yayati held her hand. So she said, now you are my husband also. All right? But a Brahmin girl is marrying, Kshatriya. So Kshatriya is supposed to be proud. Look, I brought a higher class girl. Like that. But she said, I have a big quarrel with my friend, and that happens to be a Kshatriya. Only one promise that I will marry you. She has to serve me. She is a king's daughter, but I want to make her my servant. Then and there. And be aware, you should never go to her. So Yayati agreed. But Divyani begot a few children, and she saw also, Sarmishtha has also a child. So she started contemplating, and looks like the king is the responsible person. So she left him and went to his her father, Shukracharya. And Shukracharya understood that what has happened. The king was, very passionate because of his nature, and he acted in that way. So now all the degrading symptoms going to start, if something is not worked out. Because Shukracharya cursed him, Yayati, that you broke the promise, you defiled somebody else also, and Shastra does not permit, so you become an old and invalid man. So he became old. But then he repented. It was my mistake, I'm sorry, but please show me some kind of remedy also. So Shukracharya told that you will regain your youth only on the basis of your son, if someone is ready to exchange your old age to his youth. And see, the imbalance started coming out. His elder sons, flatly told him no. And they did not know what is the meaning and why my father has to be given an young age back. Curse is curse because he has done something wrong. That is a flat rule that he has done wrong. Now, the progeny is not yet Varnashankar at this level. Because the higher caste girl is marrying a little lower caste king. Right? It's not other way around. If somebody was a Brahmin and marries, Vaishya Sudra girl, then that is going to create Varnasankara. But not other way around. But this was the standard for the Vedic system. And by taking the hand of a Brahmin girl, the king becomes very powerful. And he can observe all the rules and regulations. And in no way there will be any Varnasankara, or what we call corrupt conscious child who would not continue the tradition of the giving liberation to the parents. Because bodily conception is very wrong. So there Yayati was told to exchange his old age to the youth of one of his sons. And he approached, and everybody said no by one or this any other reason. And Yayati kicked them out from the tract of India, the one with us, following the Vedic religion at that time. So they went to the northern side and Europe, Greece and something like that. And they became the ancestors of the Roman and Greek empires. Vasu. It makes everybody run on their toe. So, only Puru, the youngest son of Yayati, agreed. Yes, I know the Vedic principle. It is the duty of the son to fulfill the desires of the father. So I'm ready. So Puru gave his youth to his father. So let our father get Devyani back. All right? Now, in that sense, so many years passed and Yayati was completely satisfied with all the entanglement, and then he came to his senses and he gave Puru the kingdom and he left for tapasya. This is the story. So virtues are carried by a proper progeny. But if there is a proper protection has to be given to the women, if they are not going to be independent in order to protect themselves. Prabhupada cited the example of Indira Gandhi. She was the most powerful woman, right? But she was not being protected. So the idea is that the unprotected women can be easily become victimized for begetting unwanted progeny. In Kali Yuga, everybody is Shudra. So, that is a Varnasankara. Janmana jayate Shudra, karmana jayate dvija. By the activity, according to the mode of material nature, one is going to be classified in Kali Yuga as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. But from the birth, everybody is of Shudra nature. One is to be given proper training to become a Brahman. Then and then things can be resolved. So in our case, whichever we have, but if we become Vaishnava, then we have no worry. Because children are begotten in the home of Vaishnava, they will have every chance to come in contact with that spiritual energy. And we do not consider our children to be Varnasanka. In Krishna consciousness, whether one is a Brahmana or not, is not seen. But one is a devotee or not, that is the only criteria. So, Arjuna is arguing on the basis of the karma or the Varnasham Dharma, which was very much karma pradhan, was simply based on the type of work we do. So, a devotee is in better position to follow the codes of Varnashram Dharma than a Brahman without devotional quality. So who is going to save the Varnashram that is desirable by Krishna? Devotees. Devotees are expected to act in accordance to the desire of the Lord. Then there is no problem. Arjun forgets that such independent act of women, which is taken disadvantage by men in the society, then Varnasanghas are going to produce. But when men are not there to protect them, then also Varnasanghas is doing. The war will kill everybody. Now, where is the question of protection of the women? Right? So, the obligation is there for the parents that I must liberate my child from clutches of death. That is according to Srimad Bhagavatam. But at the same time, if father is not going to be able to fulfill that obligation, it goes on the child, not deliver your father. Your father cannot deliver you, but you deliver your father. It's a very mutual thing. Whether it is putra or putri doesn't matter. In Vaishnava Siddhanta, a putri can do the same identical things. There is, in our GBC conference, the second initiated Brahmin girls, they were not given thread. Why no thread? Okay? But the Gargi and some other great stalwart women devotees, they were ordained as priests and they were wearing even Brahman thread. There's another famous woman, Lopamudra, Gargi. Gargi argued against the principles of Vedic Dharma that were taught by the Guru, Yajnavalkya. And Gargi was representing the real Brahman devotee. So, history has examples. But how come Prabhupada did not give Brahman thread to them? Prabhupada gave Gayatri mantras, right? But the system has gone topsy-turvy, you know. Prabhupada wanted Daivya Varnashram Dharma on the basis of first become a Vaishnava and then you will be classified. But not that we have to make a Brahman, or not that we have to make a group of people called Rajarshis. No. The function is already there. They are already classified according to the guna karma. We don't have to do anything there. But our proposition, Prabhupada said, we have to make the devotees first and then let them adjust to their occupational duty and its classification. So like that. Arjuna is arguing that when the women will be producing unwanted children, then unwanted means Varnasankara, right? That they are not capable to do the Pindotak Shraddha and other for the forefathers. Then the whole system will collapse. So he wanted to be compassionate, to avoid the war rather. But Krishna is telling Varnasam Dharma. Brahman Kshatriya, this is only temporary and material in nature. There is no Varnasam Dharma to be considered as spiritual in nature. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also did not. But within Varnasam Dharma, we can satisfy the Supreme Lord by offering our guna vritti purvaka those karmas, by performing the prescribed duties for the pleasure of the Lord, then it becomes a devotional service. Otherwise, these activities are going to create Varnasankara and others, bad results. So, like that, we have to understand what is a Varnasankara, what is Varnashram, and what is Vaishnava. Three things have to be kept in mind. Right.
How do we understand that?
Okay. Chanakya Pandit has studied the Shastra well, and according to Manu Samhita, he refers. According to Chanakya Pandit, women are generally not very intelligent and therefore not trustworthy. That is the statement. Now, not very intelligent has to be understood in the context that material education is not an intelligent quotient. Why? If you are, say, BSc, MSc, PhD, DSc, whatever you want to pile up your upadhis, what do they consist of? Information? You are informed well and thoroughly on any particular subject, which is called material subject, right? This information gathering quotient is also very high. But does information becomes intelligence? You will certainly say, information doesn't make you intelligent. Information alone cannot make you intelligent. Now, this information about the temporary material things which are ever changing. The one that is ever changing is due to ignorant aspect. So information quotient is also IQ, and ignorant quotient is also an IQ. And because it doesn't have any value, it's called idiotic quotient. That is also IQ. To make it intelligent, then they must know what is the definition of intelligence. Intelligence is superior to the mind. Superior to the mind. Mind has only information. But one that discerns from right, where are the wrongs, and make you determined to put up a choice on the right, that's a discriminating faculty on basis of sat asat. You must be well acquainted with what is eternal, what is temporary. Intelligence will not give you advice for temporary things, because you are an eternal entity. You dwell in eternal, unchanging atmosphere that is spiritual. Unchanging. It has varieties. It has varieties. But varieties are not necessarily the changes. Otherwise, we go again wrong. What Darwin thought, that he found varieties of species, and he thought the species emerged out from, must be some original stock, and there are varieties. So one variety changes into other variety. So he wants to understand the origin of species. But he doesn't understand that each and every species is created simultaneously, not by time gap. So regardless, we see that what is sat, what is asat? Krishna gives that definition of intelligence. It is that deciding on the basis of the real and does not promote unreal. That dhruti or very firm determination is called intelligence. Na sato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate asat ubhayor api drashto anta tattva darshibhi. Tattva darshibhi means the seekers of truth realize that for the real there is no cessation, and for the unreal there is no endurance. So, if one's attachment to the material ignorant objects is 9 times greater, however one is educated well in the material aspect, doesn't make her intelligent. That is the proposal according to the Shastra. If one is materially attached, cannot make her liberate. There are liberated women, and they are called most intelligent women. Kunti is an example. There is also the great, even Draupadi is intelligent. Only an intelligent person will resort to Krishna consciousness, and they understand how the material work working are as a reflection of the reality. Otherwise, why would Kunti, who has undergone through so many tribulations, would ask Krishna, let all the calamities be repeated? So, at least you will be with us, my dear Lord, and we will realize the eternal kingdom with you. But now you want to go? Oh no, we can't afford that. The one that will keep you in your eternal occupation, that is bhakti, that intelligence is, that Krishna says, if you want, I will give you. Otherwise, you cannot have. If you want to forget me, I will give you forgetfulness. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayanti. This is buddhi yoga. Buddhi means intelligence. But is this intelligence giving us connection with Krishna? Right? It's not, but because of the nature that they are dependent, they are three, not only women, the older folks, women and children. They are dependent upon men only. The whole society. I mean, some little contribution one gives as a company or something, that doesn't make them independent. Right? While for men, it is a fact that they have less attachment to the matter. When they take spiritual life seriously, you know, they will start getting pinched from everybody because he thinks that these are all botherations. He is responsible to make way to engage in devotional service for every member of the household. It's good that previously only man was getting initiated and he would control all his family members. For them, for family members, the husband would be a guru. And because he is under the guru's instructions, how to become liberated? It doesn't deny that women are simply, they have to be put under the closet of the house. No. But at the same time, if they come out in the society and contribute something, doesn't eradicate the dependency on the man. Prabhupada gave an example. However, a woman may be powerful, but she should be given protection. Otherwise, however powerful she must be, if she is not well protected, then she is gone. I mean, recently, if you see Margaret Thatcher and there are other ladies, you know, who became president, prime minister, they were powerful. But most of them, they have their husband, they were always remaining side by. Now, Queen Elizabeth, by power, authority, she is still executing as the head of the state. for the commonwealth. But King Philip, her husband, you know, he is always by her side. Not that he is junior to her. But husband means protector. The word husband means protector. So Chanakya Pandit is telling on the basis of spiritual quotient, not IQs. Right? If there is more material quotient, you know, then for common women that will be more attachment. Their attachment is so strong that they will be satisfied with the children, some property. That's about it. The husband has to give that. They have the rules. You know? But like Devahuti was very intelligent. Devahuti was daughter of Manu Maharaj himself. Manu and Shatrupa came personally to Kardamuni and selected him as her husband. Alright? He was a great rishi. Great rishi. He was always meditate on the Supreme Personality of God. You know? And he was a Prajapati. So in the beginning, the world has to be populated. So Manu Maharaj gave this daughter Devahuti to Kardamuni. There were other two sisters. They were also given to the Prajapatis. One is called Prasuti. Akuti, Prasuti and Devahuti. These are three daughters. So Devahuti came, married, and she started serving her husband. And her husband went into trance immediately. You know? And she was supplying, taking care every day in and out. You know? And she neglected herself. Right? But she was very chaste. So, when the trance was broken, Kardamuni saw, who is this woman? Who is this woman? She is helping. Then he remembered something that he got married. So he is candidly asking her, "Oh, my dear, what happened that you became so initiated?" Her hair were like jata, you know, entangled. And this kind of question made her shameful a little bit. So she was digging, putting her head down and digging earth with her toe. So Kardamuni saw this symptom and he understood what her desires were, why she was married to me. I'm supposed to be Prajapati, I must, you know, have children. And she has been simply... So Kardamuni told her, "Oh, please don't worry. Don't think that I have overlooked. I have to carry on the household too. But let's... why don't you go to Bindu Sarovar, get yourself very nice clean dress and everything, and the maids there, they will help you." So she came after Bindu Sarovar bath and beautiful description is there, heavenly for sure. Because those who are Siddha Mahatmas, they can, you know, have a lot of material Siddhis. Right? But he is using now just to carry out the function what he was ordained by Manu Bhagavan himself. So it was not meant for sense gratification, but he has to fulfill that desires, material desires. So When she came, again she was bashful and she started her digging ground with the toenail because she wouldn't speak and Kardamuni has to understand. So again Kardamuni said, yes, I know your desires. So okay, then Kardamuni created a beautiful mansion that float in the air and can fly, you know. We cannot see mansions flying in Star Wars, but, you know, beautiful. It has gardens and fountains and swans and everything there. And Kardamuni gave her a tour of the entire universe. It took many days. And Kardamuni also beget 9 daughters simultaneously in her womb. All right, and then after the honeymoon was over, he said, okay, I hope your desires are fulfilled. Then she started devotional talk. These are daughters. Daughters will go to their own homes. I want some benediction from you. Who can deliver me from this muck of mire? Generally, ladies will not ask because they have a lot of other assets like children, home, everything. Right? They will not. But she asked, who will deliver me? I know, you will be going away again for another bout of meditation. How can I worship the Supreme? Somebody has to teach me, you know. And Kardamuni knew, yes, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself would come in your womb and will show you the path of devotion to liberate you. So Kapil Dev is born of Devahuti in Kardamuni. Then as soon as he was born, he left. Everything was there as an opulent, and there is no question that who will be controlling how. And Devahuti accepted the attachment. And when Kapil grew, you know, she put up so many questions in front of him, you know, how to get liberated. And Kapil Dev says, then it is the divine potency of the Lord that guides us in taking up devotional service and through the association of sadhus. So if you want to realize my potency through which you will be delivered, will be obtained through the association of the devotees. Satam prasangam, mama virya samvida, bhavanti radha karana rasayana katha. Where the topics of Lord Shri Krishna's excellent pastimes are discussed, they enter through the ear and heart. So potently open up the path of liberation. And then requisite faith in pure devotion, attraction in pure devotional service, and bhakti to the Supreme Personality, that will gradually happen. That is the process. And Kapil Dev also left, but Devahuti got something and liberated herself. So these are the examples. Kunti, Devahuti, you know, they are great liberated women. And we call them intelligent. But common people, we do not have that kind of thing. Otherwise, it is not a derogatory term in the terms of our estimation. What is the term of our estimation? Material. Well, how come How come I have been told less intelligence? First of all, we apply it on ourselves. Oh, how come? Oh, I'm educated, I'm this. I'm... Every kind of false ego will be coming in front. Right? Because this is the cause of our attachment to the matter. This is the cause of attachment. Now we have to remain detached. And that instruction of Krishna is so nicely given. Simply engage yourself and the devotional service starting from Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. These are the 9 processes of devotional service, and one must engage starting with Shravanam, Kirtanam.
And especially in Australia, there is so much like distraction in the community, you know, what you're watching on telly, you know, everywhere, yes. A lot of divorce happening, separation happening.
So,
how is it possible for a woman to
continue
on that path?
Why not? Their only strength, they are spiritual souls themselves. They have to be real. Reality is spiritual, not material. Material is temporary and it is changing. But when you understand that you are not this body, you are the animator of the body, you reside in the body, you are a resident of the body. The resident cannot identify with his resident, that this is me. Can you call, you possess this house, can you call that I'm this house? No, the house is mine. Mine is the property. It is Maya to make the property as proprietor.
Jagannath.
Yeah, Jagannath, okay. So there we go. Oh. Then whatever we build, whatever we understand, is based on the falsification. It's not real. You can't equate or make it real with material ideas. But this is the teaching of Bhagavad Gita. It's on absolute truth. Means real. And he gives, therefore, sweetly the definition of reality. And seekers of truth know the real to be eternal and ever-existing. And for the unreal, means it is ever-changing. You can't hold it in your mind. Suppose you are a scientist. You graduated with some theory and this and that. But is it permanent? It's going to change. It's not upgrading. Intelligence is downgrading. Intelligence is downgrading. Your attachment is increasing, means your intelligence will decrease. If our attachment increases with this material world, our intelligence is decreased. That's the proposition. Even men who are like women, they are also attached. So it is not only women. Yoshit in Yoshita Sangi Sangha. These are 2 equal. One who is a woman, but one who associates with the woman with the same idea, that is also a womanly nature. For a man, woman is woman, but for a woman, man is also woman. Means both are less intelligent. But Krishna consciousness makes the difference. When you chant Hare Krishna, we consider you are a Vaishnavi, not a woman. So that platform is of an eternal nature. Anybody who chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he surpasses these 3 modes of material nature and its effect and establishes himself in a transcendental threshold. That is the effect of chanting Hare Krishna mantra. You won't get in any other mantras this effect for this particular thing. Don't hang around with her. Otherwise she will have to protect you. Yes, we have to make all the provision for her welfare, that she would not feel that she's left out. Okay? We have to work very expertly to all members of our family, but we are advised to remain detached from. We are advised to remain detached for whatever we do for them. And who can guide them? You have to take help of spiritual master. If you get entangled in the fruits of the activity that you are performing, then you will be worse than a woman. You follow? Attachment is the name of the game. Material intelligence. This paradigm you will not find in the whole world. That's why the whole world is suffering. Right? And anybody who follows such world or the leaders, they also go in the same thing. India has changed, isn't it? But these teachings are not changed because they are eternal. They deal with the spiritual matter, which is the most intelligent things. Material arrangements are not meant to increase our intelligence. They are meant to entangle us. We came not by accident. We wanted to. It is satisfactory. Oh, you don't like it?
We are going to have some we can ask questions. We were discussing this verse a few days ago, and Mataji had read it, and she was.
She got disturbed.
So, yes, and she wasn't happy about it. She said, okay, we'll try.
She is not disturbed. Are you disturbed? Good. Because she is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Instead of material intelligence, we gain spiritual intelligence. You are not going to be vacuum. You will have intelligence. Actually, to increase that spiritual intelligence, Krishna has invested in you as himself in about 3-4 characteristics which are very distinct from the man. I'll find. You start. I'll tell you that.
Mataji is reading Bhagavad Gita regularly now, so she is very interested
good.
To understand these things.
No, that is exploitation. Exploitation is never approved.
Prabhupada.
द्रौपदी को ये अन्याय किया है इसलिए तुझे फाइट करना चाहिए. नो नो, अर्जुन इज नॉट रिस्पॉन्ड. कृष्णा इज टेलिंग हिम दैट आई एम द कॉज बिटवीन द टू पार्टीज टू फाइट. नाउ इट इज माय डिजायर दैट बोथ ऑफ यू फाइट. आर यू ऑन माय साइड? डू यू अंडरस्टैंड माय डिजायर?
No, but when Arjun says that I will not kill Karna when he is not on his chariot, then Krishna repeats the same thing. How can you forget all the past evil?
But that is Mahabharata. That is social. Bhagavad Gita is spiritual treatise. These are two different presentations. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's Gita, what Krishna himself is desiring, how to resolve this issue. If we do according to Krishna's way, then we are victor. Isn't it said, Jatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanardhana Tatra Sri Vijaya Dhrutir Bhutva Matir Mama? Wherever there is the Lord Shri Krishna, the master of mystics, and the supreme archer, Dhananjaya, means Arjuna, there will be always victory. There will be always opulence. There will be always tranquility and peace. Simply by becoming devotee. Simply by becoming devotee. What is a devotee? One who carries out the order of the Lord is a devotee. Whether it's material, in material world, that's also devotee. Because Supreme Lord is not going to become material. He's always remaining spiritual. You know? So, Arjun may become material. And if he becomes material, he'll be in trouble. But Arjun is also spiritual, constitutionally, in his reality. He's part and parcel of the Supreme. So everybody is supposed to become spiritual and handle the issue. Every material problem has only spiritual solution, no material solution. So in sociology or social aspect of Mahabharata, this becomes a relative issue. And people are, you know, counteracting by politics. Just like Duryodhana is playing politics, Krishna is teaching, okay, you can also play politics. But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is explicitly telling him, because he is the absolute truth personality of Godhead, and he tells Arjuna, what do you think you have ability to fight? I have invested my ability in you, but your dharma is to satisfy my desire and nobody else's. Otherwise, do you think by moral principle Arjuna was not right? Right. But then morality does not take you beyond the realm of materialism. It is keeping you within material muck. Morality does not liberate you. It's only spiritual nature which will liberate you. And you belong to a spiritual nature. You don't have a material nature. Constitutionally, you are part and parcel of Krishna. Where would Krishna will tell you? To remain here or go with him? In his realm. So, if we try our logic to understand the different aspects of the political situation created in the Mahabharata, you know, it doesn't have bearing. Bhagavad Gita is enough to make you a devotee. And the whole Mahabharata may not make you devotee. What do you want? The conclusion is given here. And Mahabharata continues even after the war was over. And there where Bhagavatam starts in order to, you know, because Lord Shri Krishna has to be understood properly through the eyes of this 12 Mahajans, 12 great authorities. So like that. Krishna is always right. Because he is described in the Gita as the Supreme Personality of God. Purna Purushottam, the origin of everything. And he, everything belongs to him. Everything is created by him. Everything is sustained by him. And everything will be dissolved by him. Now is the time of dissolution. So, who do you have to understand? The wrong and right of Mahabharata or desire of Lord Krishna? Right? So, one who is protected by the Guru from ignorance, then he will be a disciple. The right and wrong is still on ignorant platform because it is stuck with the material modes. So, in the world of duality, opposite, bhadra, abhadra, what is auspicious, what is only, everything is dependent. Because both are going to bind it. Dvaite, bhadra, abhadra, sakali, saman, yai bhalo, yai man, sab manodhar. This is good, that is bad. There is a mental platform and it is based on the material. And that is called prapanchiki buddhi. Prapanchava buddhi. Prapanch means material element. Prithvi, jal, water, agni, vayu, akash. Prapanch, panch. Pra means pehle, peda hua. So ye buddhi bhi in elements se peda hui hai. Prapanchikitaya buddhya hari vastu sambandhina humukshu hoi parityago vairagyam phalgu kathaya. Even Arjun wanted to reject everything. That I do not want kingdom, this, that, I don't want them to be killed. But that is prapancha buddhi. It is material. It is not a spiritual buddhi. He never understood in the terms of or in relationship with Krishna. He wanted, that is his separate desire. he has to understand the whole situation of Mahabharata. I mean, the war situation in relation to Krishna. When Krishna tells him, he gives him every argument that, Arjun, you fight simply by remembering me. How can we fight? When we have to fight, do we remember Krishna? No. It means we are fighting on our own sake. But Krishna is telling Arjun, everything I have made, now you fight remembering me alone. Then who are you going to please by fighting, by your karma? Mam anusmara yudhyacha. Simultaneously you remember me and fight. If you work, mam anusmara, then you do your work. Bhagwan ka smaran karde, yani, for whom am I doing this work? I have borrowed his energy. When I came, I had nothing. I was given opportunity through my parents. But actually everything belongs to Lord Krishna, right? So in my working, if I do not remember him, then do you think that you are working, you are fighting on behalf of Krishna? No. It's your own personal behalf. And you have no ability to liberate yourself. Krishna said, by my mercy, you will cross over this material existence. ये अहंकार है ना, छोटा सा है लेकिन बहुत पागल बनाता है. It will never allow us to think that we have to perform all and every activity as an offering to him, means remembering him. We do not think about him. We have forgotten. Plain and simple. When you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you will get educated and bring him back to your memory. We do not know. Oh, how do I know? Hare Baba, when you were born, it was he who made the arrangement for you to breed and have milk. It is his arrangement. Kisi ki nahi hai. Everything is well organized, well designed, and functionally perfect. It's most important that we have to realize this part. Who are we? And he teaches. If he doesn't teach, we will never be able to find ourselves. He makes himself available even though we don't desire. But he is there because who can deny him? He is absolute truth. It's not that I created this. It's a false ego. We haven't done anything. If we do anything, then why do we have to leave it behind when we go? You can't make any other excuse or other now. See, Krishna is telling, and I don't think that is in contradiction to what Chanakya Pandit says, apparently. Oi, Ananda. In 10th chapter, 34th verse, where Krishna is describing his opulences, manifested opulences in his material world, he said, Mrityu sarvaharaschaham udbhavascha bhavishyatam kirti, listen, kirti Shri Vakcha Narina Smritir Medha Dritikshamaha. All these virtues I am situated in Nari. Which one? The translation goes that I am all devouring death and I am the generating principle of all that is yet to be. Amongst women, I am fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience. Now, let's see what Prabhupada says in this. As soon as a man is born, he dies at every moment. Thus, death is devouring every living entity at every moment. But the last stroke is called death itself. That death is Krishna. As the future development of all living entities undergoes six basic changes, they are born, they grow, they remain for some time, they reproduce, they dwindle, and finally they vanish. Of these changes, the first is deliverance from the womb, and that is Krishna. The first generation is being the beginning of all future activities. The seven opulences listed, fame, fortune, fine speech, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, and patience, are considered feminine. If a person possesses all of them or some of them, he becomes glorious. If a man is famous as righteous man, that makes him glorious. Sanskrit is a perfect language and is therefore very glorious. If after studying one can remember a subject matter, he is gifted with good memory or smriti, and the ability not only to read many books on different subject matter, but to understand them and apply them when necessary is the intelligence, medha, and other opulences. The ability to overcome unsteadiness is called firmness or steadfastness, dhriti. And when one is fully qualified, yet is humble and gentle, and when one is able to keep his balance both in sorrow and ecstasy of joy, he has the opulence called the patience, kshama. Basically, the bodies that assume a male role and female role, but the soul is female in nature. The soul is female in nature. Shakti. Soul is tatastha shakti, marginal energy of Krishna. The quality of this energy is internal, means spiritual, not material for the soul. So, all that is going to be the opulence or virtuous that Krishna is giving to the soul, the souls are attracted. If a soul is Purusha, Krishna will never be attracted to a Purusha because he is the only Purusha. Other is an imposter. But if the Purusha realizes his nature as Prakriti, Krishna's Prakriti, then that is the best understanding, best intelligence. So, When I say it, Prabhupada used to tell, for a man, woman is woman, but for a woman, man is woman. There, the connotation of being woman is, means object of sense gratification. Object of sense gratification. Women have sense gratification, so men have, right? But if they think that we are simply material and we are supposed to be enjoyable by each other. No. That is not human form of life. It's demonia. That is demonia. Rather understand that we are Krishna's part and parcel, we are his energy, so we are supposed to be enjoyed by him. Not that we have to enjoy him. In our subserviency, when we serve him, the master is merciful, that is the only enjoyment we have. But as soon as we want to become independent and of Krishna, to have our own enjoyment, then it becomes maya. That becomes a falsified situation. You keep on quarreling. So, Narinam means amongst women. Amongst women. Now, when Chanakya Pandit is telling that women are less intelligent because the connotation that I gave you, that because they are more attached to the material life, that nature makes them inferior in intelligence. All right? But spiritually, they have equal access. Therefore, I said, a Vaishnava woman is to be celebrated. She is on the highest platform, not material at all. So that is the thing. Does it make sense? Good. We are equal. Spiritual. Not materially. Right? That's good.
they are accountable for the responsibilities. Both have to become accountable.
But if, like, one partner, you know, earning more and second earning less, and after marrying, you know, they realize that I got some strength and other got some weakness, you know. How should they overcome on that, and how should they?
That is like mercantile business.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, you make profit or put up some weight on the weakness of your partner. No, rather you have to be compassionate, work together. That's how the marriage vows are supposed to be. When you get married, with responsibility, you have to put up saptapadi, and saptapadi, women will ask you, you know, are you considering this way, that way, like that. Then I will say, you as a husband is the real protector, not otherwise. You know? So you have to be chaste to the vows that you have promised in front of the fire sacrifice, the guru, and everything. So, your accountability on basis of your responsibility is the real check. Otherwise, it's a business. So you find the weakness and you gain a point, you think. No, you have to support and take care of her. You have to share.
It's a mutual agreement.